Christ.
And I speak to you in God's holy name, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. This is Thanksgiving Day. This is the Sunday of the Thanksgiving, and a time in which we focus on what we are thankful for, as we did earlier this morning. And we originally, this celebration on this weekend was because of the harvest. And we were thankful to God for the benefits of the harvest. And in Europe, they had, and mainly in England, had a harvest Thanksgiving. And it was new here in the New World. And that's part of the reason, as I understand it, why we have the symbol of the ship, that we came from other places. We're all immigrants here, as I said earlier, except for First Nations people. But we brought with us this idea of being thankful to God for what we have received. So all our symbolism today is about thankfulness. And part of this thankfulness is that we have expectation that there are some people who are somehow better than others. And some people in our own midst today are outcasts. But in Jesus' time, the same thing happened. The Samaritans were like the Jews in a lot of their worship, but they were just enough different that the Jews did not like the Samaritans. They figured that they were not quite as good as they, and they didn't have the same good relationship with God as they had. They were God's chosen. The Samaritans were the left behinds. It was sort of an ingrained racism. And Jesus, throughout his teaching in the Gospels, is always demonstrating how God's love is not to be contained. We as human beings cannot, through any theology, ever name and claim we know God's mind. That God is universal and that God loves all of God's creation. And Jesus here really demonstrated this with the healing of the lepers. Now, leprosy, for those of you who know about the illness, is an horrendous, horrendous illness. It eats away all your extremities. It will take your fingers, will drop off. Your feet curl up. And you spend your life, before we have medication, begging and dying. Your family would ostracize you, and you, along with others, would live in a colony by yourselves, there left to rot, because it is like rot, and die. And here were the 10 lepers rotting away. And they had heard of Jesus. And as Jesus walked by, they cried out, as the gospel says, "Have mercy on us." And Jesus said, "God has mercy. Go show yourselves to the priests and you'll be healed." And so they left, probably with joy and gladness that they'd been heard and that God loved them and that Jesus had asked them to go show yourselves to the priests. And they saw they were getting better. But who turned around to come and give thanks? Was it the established ones? The ones who thought they had all the power? The ones who thought God had chosen them as special? The Jews? Was it the ones who were the in crowd? No. It was the outsider. The one who had been persecuted because they were Samaritan. They weren't quite as good. The big deal was that they had a different holy place than Jerusalem. They worshipped a lot like the Jews, but they did not go to Jerusalem. They did not hold up Jerusalem. They did not support the priestly power of the temple. They had their own way of following. But it was that person from that despised group who turned and came back and gave thanks. So who are the despised of our own community that we often think of outcasts? Like, as you know, I work in dismantling racism all the time, and it comes in many forms. So who are the outcasts of our own society today? And what would Jesus do? Which is the big question we always must ask ourselves. The marginalized people who we feel uncomfortable being around. Muslims, gays, name me some more. You can name them in your head. But what would Jesus do? Jesus understood that God's love is universal. That God loves all of God's creation. And God reaches out. And we are called to get over our own prejudices and fears and reach out. I remember a time here in the valley when people would say, if you're Christian, then Roman Catholics are not Christian. How crazy is that? I mean, that's just bizarre. Roman Catholics, if it had not been for the Roman Catholic Church, we wouldn't have the Bible today. We wouldn't have any structure because the Protestants were the rupture away from Roman Catholics. But the Roman Catholics then and still carry the message of Christianity. We are all one with God. We may have different ways of formation. We may have different ways of talk. But the message is the same. We cannot start to say, this is in and this is out. We are not allowed by Jesus to other. Jesus' primary message is, we never other people. There was a time when we had people who were other First Nations or not white in color who were thought to be outsiders. Our guests today, you're all equal with us. We're all here in this together because God loves all of us. First Nations people, God loves us all. And on this Thanksgiving Day, we as Christians must start to see that, know it in our hearts, and practice it. I mean, I could remember a time when if I, and a few of us here speak French, it's not my first language, but it is for some of you, that if you spoke French, you were considered to be somewhat less than. Some of us here are Métis. If you were thought to be Métis, you somehow were less than. And you were taken, your rights were taken away. That's bad. That's not Christian. We are called to be thankful for inclusion. We are called to act like Jesus, to love one another. Not just the ones we find easy to love, but all people. So on this Thanksgiving Sunday, where we have the flowers and the signs of the bounty and we're giving thanks, remember that God's love is poured out for all people and on all living things, on all animals. We are all connected and God loves us all. So as we receive the sacrament today, to which we're all invited, remember it's a sign of God's love poured out and given for us so that we may thrive and that we may reach out and love others. We're here not to build walls, not to build fences, but to embrace each other as God embraces us all. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.